welcome to Nip Tuck Not Giving A
Tuck.
This is the bonus. This is the podcast where we celebrate being negative,
nasty little girls,
bed rotting,
smelly,
stinky people,
women. And we're here for all the other smelly women that want to watch us.
Anyway, this is about being unapologetically yourself. Shake yourself out of that bad mood you're in, Stacey. Pick yourself up off the floor, Shannon.
Sharon.
Get going.
Let's move. Okay. On Nip Tuck, we want you to get your voice heard. This podcast is nothing without you or me. You can email us at hello@niptuckpod.com. You can also send your ick's dilemmas, everything over WhatsApp, tell us your beauty hacks, ask us any questions that you've got. We'll keep it anonymous. If you embarrass yourself royally, it's only us that we embarrass in person. We won't tell anyone.
So head over to this episode's description or our Instagram page for more information on how to get in touch. Give us a share. Give us a like. We love that stuff.
We love it.
Basically, we don't give a
fuck.
Now. I've got a message.
She's got a message.
Hi, girls. Here's a little story to hopefully make you giggle. I'm listening.
Ooh.
I flew to Nashville for work.
Nashville, Alabama.
Oh,
Texas?
She's an air. What are they called now?
Cabin crew. A crew member.
I flew to Nashville for work. I know who this is.
Do you?
When we arrived, myself and the girls on the crew got dressed up and went for a night out in the big city.
Big lights, big city.
I made the crucial cabin crew mistake by going out before I'd had my PFP, my post-flight poo.
Oh, that must be a thing. They must call it that.
Well, yeah, because your tummy's full of air and stuff, isn't it? And
yeah.
That poo needs to be a time-taken poo.
To get everything out.
To get the wind and the horrible stinky, and they're really stinky poos, aren't they?
I think the farts that you do on a plane smell like no other.
It's
really
a certain smell.
Yeah, it's a like fart.
Do you know what plane farts smell of? When you open a packet of ham and smell.
Oh my God, yes, they do. Ham farts. Billy Bear ham farts.
We've all been there. Open next time.
Woo!
Yeah. Great. Right, okay. In the first bar, I was farting like...
Yeah.
In the first bar I went in, I was farting like a trooper and they fucking stank. One of the girls admitted to me that it was her. Off me.
Our mixed farts.
Our mixed farts filled the bar to the point where others started noticing and then we blamed the group of lads on the table behind us.
Always the only way.
Who's opened a packet of ham in here?
Who's having a ham sandwich?
As the multiple conversations continued... Oh, wait,
you've missed a bit. Go again.
Sorry. I'm getting too excited. I love a fart story. As me and this girl are finding farts funnier than the three-year-old, I pushed another one out. Only this time, I knew it was different.
Oh, no.
I was wearing a short dress, which was flipped over the back of my stool, so my bare ass was directly on it. She was a mess this night. A mess. We've all been there. This is like a night where you lose your handbag or something.
As the you do something that you can never, ever take part.
I bet she looked like, you know, like the ring. Sat on this bar stool. Doing these farts. As the multiple conversations continue, I go to sit on my hand to check the damage. I felt it. I felt the wetness and I knew I'd shat on the stool. I sat there for a few seconds contemplating how to get out of this without everyone knowing. I took the only viable option, which was to use my hand.
That sounds like an awful idea.
It's not viable at all.
You tell your friend to go and get some tissue. But in the state she was in her mind, the only viable option is to use her
bare hand.
Wipe my
ass.
Wipe my poo.
I would discreetly wipe the poo off the stool whilst covering it with my dress. I knew without looking that my hand was holding a wee shit.
She's Scottish!
I know who it is. I got up slowly with my hand behind my back and took a quick glance at the stool. I used my other hand to wipe off the excess and I bolted for the toilet. And of course, there was a group of girls chatting and standing by the one and only sink. In the States, the toilet water is so high, it's essentially a pail of water, right? So I washed my hands in the toilet water. I flushed and cleaned myself up. I had to bin my knickers, but there was no bin. So I stuffed the knickers in the cubicle behind the toilet bowl. I went back and joined my crew. Carried on. Too many drinks in, I admitted to my farting companion that I'd shat my pants. Fair to say, we got on like a house on fire all night. She couldn't look at me without pissing herself laughing. I will now always have a PFP going forward. P.S. I have too many friends that received multiple messages from Shmeen Shmafni.
Everyone's got a friend.
We didn't ask.
Oh, damn it. Okay. Everyone's got a friend.
That's funny. Have you ever shat yourself on a night out?
No.
No, I've not, touched wood. Come on, we've got to 33.
I've not. And that's really... What I have done before is gone a night out and had horrific wind and the whole night stunk. I've done that and blamed other people. Like, I've done that. But I've actually never... I have only pooed myself a real handful of times. I had really bad anxiety once when I got dumped and I was crying on the sofa. And I pooed then.
Lucas has pooed in his pants.
Oh, no.
Where were you?
A small poo?
This was like high school.
Whatever, last weekend then.
I was very, very, like, severe food poisoning. We went out for dinner.
Right.
And it
hit you.
Did you push a trump or was
it
just literally fell out?
It was chocolate rain.
Really?
Chocolate rain. Right. Got another message. Do you want to read that?
Hi, girls. I thought you'd find this amusing. I'm a loyal listener, but I've been travelling for a month, so I was a bit behind on a few eps. I was halfway through an episode I was listening to on my walk to my elderly, formal and old-fashioned grandma's house.
A proper grandma,
No, not a nana.
A grandma.
Grandma. As I said, I had to stop mid-sentence. I was showing her all my African safari pics from my travels. When my Spotify glitches and starts playing at full volume, I only like a whole lot of clock cock, Lauren blurts out in response to Ashley saying she only eats whole foods.
Oh my God.
Don't remember saying that. It's like I say it and I'm like amnesia after. I don't remember saying it.
Thank God.
Absolutely horrified. My grandma and I never spoke of it and it just carried on as if nothing happened. Keep up the entertainment. Lots of love. It seems
that's like when I told one of the funniest stories I've ever told on
Lucas
the podcast.
Made us
and,
cut it.
Lucas made us cut it out because it did contain some illegal stuff. That's like when that happened to me and they found the thing in the book.
Mm-hmm. I wish we could say more on that.
Hey, next brunch secret story.
Yes,
maybe.
At the brunches. Anything you ask us at the brunch, it comes out. Everything. Right. You want to hear one of the shocking things she said at the last brunch.
Hopefully we'll have something to tell you all soon.
Yeah.
Anyway. We will.
Right, go on.
Listeners, beauty treatments, products, questions, all the good stuff, all the good stuff. Hey girls, I'm a huge fan of the pod and I look forward to listening every week. I'm hoping you could give me some advice. So, over the last year or so, I've gained quite a bit of weight as I quit smoking.
Well done.
It happens.
It does happen. It's either you're skinny and you stink of smoke, or you're fat and smoke-free. You can't win.
Or you're healthy, Lauren.
Or you are healthy with a well-balanced diet and just sit in the middle there. It's not something I've ever done.
I'm now a year and a half smoke-free.
Well done.
I went pretty much cold turkey and I found out that I started eating more.
Yeah.
You replace the bags the food. Yeah. Over the last few months, I've started trying to get myself back on track with food, the gym, making healthier choices. However, I lost myself a little bit with my style and I'm struggling to find clothes that look nice on my body shape. I feel really awful in everything I wear. When I'm not at work, I wear baggy hoodies, gym leggings or joggers. I carry a lot of weight in my lower body, including my legs and my bum. Ooh, that's nice. They are very short too.
Oh, mine
I just
are.
Feel really shitty about this. I went shopping to try and find some new outfits, but nothing looks good on me. I feel frumpy and ugly. I feel like I'm starting to be really self-conscious of this as I get older. I currently own only one pair of trousers because I can't find any that fit me properly. Any advice appreciated?
Right. There's two ways to look at this.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
Number one is, yeah, absolutely, we'll try and find you things that
she's
fit
not
you.
Happy.
So number two is make yourself happy. And there's two elements to that
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it is the physical side of things. Like Danny, mental. Who we've had on,
yeah.
who said that she was bigger and she just wasn't happy. So one side of it is to change the physical side of it. If you really are not happy, then you make those changes. And you, I'm not saying you can never change your body shape, because I've got very short legs as well. But you can go to the gym more, eat less and lose weight. That is to get feel better. Done. The second side of it is the mental side of it. And that's learning to have the confidence regardless of how you look. And we were saying that on the beach sometimes, the curvier girls actually look better because they're confident.
They do, they look glowy.
And they look, whereas the very skinny girls don't look as fun, happy.
They carry themselves differently.
Absolutely, hunched shoulders. So there's two parts to this.
I feel like you know, like you said in that, I've been trying.
Have you really been
like,
trying?
I feel like this message is a bit flat. I'm quite good at gauging energy. So I will tell you something. And do you know what? Me and Lauren are very honest, and it's probably horrendous advice, and we'd probably get absolutely slated for this if we said it on TV. But guess what?
We're not
monitored. So we can say whatever we want. So I'm pregnant at the minute. I look like shit in pretty much everything, I think.
You don't.
But
you do
my
not.
Standard uniform while I'm pregnant, because I don't want to spend money on clothes while I'm pregnant,
nope.
because they're going to not be worn afterwards, yep. is a pair of leggings, which stretch, and a top. And this one outfit, this is what you're going to see me in now. And every day I wash it, and then I put it back on in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, after I've had a baby, also, I save some money to go and spend on whatever outfit I fucking want for that first post-baby night out. Mm-hmm. Okay? And I don't let myself buy it until I'm happy
with how I look. Right.
So I feel like if, and I'm comparing this with me, previously, like after I had Saskia, I was like, I just went out and I buy things that I didn't even like ever want to wear again, just that fit at the time.
Yeah, I agree.
And waste your money on it and you don't feel that great in it. Save your money up and be like, right, once I hit weight.
I agree.
9.5 stone, 10 stone,
11
I'm going
stone,
out.
Whatever you are.
And I'm buying something fabulous that I can wear, and that's the new, like, I feel like I put myself on a buying ban until I'm happy with.
So
and
advice,
I feel like you're going to buy for the sake of it.
The advice that we should give, if we were politically correct and we were saying the right things, would be, darling, try this. This could fit your figure. Truly and Susanna. You know, go and do this. But we're real and we're giving our genuine, the advice that we would give our mates with nobody listening to judge us, we're giving that advice to you girls.
Yeah.
And I'm completely with you, Ashley. She sounds to me here like she is unhappy
Sad.
With her body. So instead of going, yes, yeah, you want to buy some things that suit you, I understand. But I think there's a bigger problem here, and I think you're not trying hard enough.
No.
I'll be honest. And if it is bothering you that much, you must do something about it. Now,
write your goals down as well with your weight.
However, shape we cannot change, really. If she has got a bigger leg, you can't
We've
change
all
that.
I've got big arms, like, and you know, there's certain things that I don't like. But
so with her, she's saying
when
she has
you
bigger
do
legs.
Put there's about a half a stone gap where it tips me over into oh, it's
I'm
very
really
noticeable
unhappy.
Now.
So what I will say, if you have got bigger legs or a shorter leg or whatever, pants wise,
I'm black.
Good American jeans are fantastic for a curvier body. Now,
Kardashians like that.
Kardashian. Now, this is a very obvious, it sounds obvious, it sounds like an obvious staple piece, but I think that curvy girls look stunning in a jean like that that fits them really well.
Around
the waist makes your waist look smaller mm-hmm. because your legs are bigger. Mm-hmm. And then
embrace the big bum.
Oh my God, everyone's into it. And a body. A Zara. I've got one on right now.
They're fabulous.
This with
they
high-waisted.
They do go bobbly, them, though.
Well, get Skims, then. If you can afford the Skims,
no,
get the Skims.
No, I found an Amazon dupe of the Skims one, and it even comes with the same, like,
perfect. So
labels.
What you want is something that is going to pull your top half in more and embrace the fact that your hourglass, small waist, big booty, big
okay,
legs.
But I think you're not happy.
I agree.
Your weight,
but I'm
so
also answering both.
The Renpo scales. They connect to your phone. They're like £30, okay? And every day when I'm on my mission, I do keto, or I did that Francis diet mm-hmm. thing, and I had it connected to my phone, and every morning I would go bang on the scale. And literally, I'd send it you. And if, like, it'd be like, you're not allowed wine this weekend.
No.
If you've done that.
You get on it.
No.
I think the thing is, if you really are unhappy, what you need to think is, would you rather get your act together and really try hard, which is going to be unpleasant for a while, but you will be happier in the long run.
Yeah.
Or would you rather continue being half-arsed with your
dress around it
and be unhappy? And that's down to you. But yeah, hope that helps. That's the advice that probably we shouldn't give, but we will give because we give our honest opinion. Right, next one.
Hello. I'm writing in about the lady that wrote in with the perioral dermatitis. We've had a lot of messages about this.
So it's very common.
I too have been suffering with this for the last 4 months. I'm a manager in a cosmetic skin clinic and I know my shit. Good. So it's very frustrating. Okay. I can get that. I've had that before with psoriasis. Mm-hmm. And I know what I'm doing. And you don't. I've spent hundreds on all kinds of things, which have helped to a degree, but it's never gone and it's actually aggravated it sometimes. I'd urge the lady to see a dermatologist for a prescription. I did mine online and after 4 weeks, it's practically gone by 75% and it's so much better. Also, after doing loads of reading online, and I think that Lauren is right, ooh, it could be gut-led. So drinking homemade celery juice,
well done,
I had mine this morning, can help massively. Lastly, what's helped me is changing to fluoride-free toothpaste. Honestly, guys, if you're still using fucking fluoride toothpaste, you're actually fucking yourself.
I've got no idea. I've still not looked.
Please, 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 please start using fluoride free, especially females, hormones, everything, please. And look at like the studies of how it fucks kids up and shit. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm not going to go into it, but.
Have you got a suggestion of fluoride?
On my Amazon is the fluoride free. I think it's called Allodent.
There you go.
Same price as a normal toothpaste. Really, really good. Google fluoride
for kids
free.
Too then, yeah?
But I did get told off at the dentist. They said to me when I took Sass in last time, is she using fluoride free? And I said, yeah.
And could they tell?
And they could tell.
Shit, the teeth it's not cleaning quite enough.
I'm taking them tomorrow night and I had to switch it back to fluoride. But I'm going with what the dentist said because it's child. I have made the decision. I've been fluoride free now for 2 years.
Oh my God, you sound like... And I've been smoke-free now. Well done.
And I've had in my
alkaline...
Have
you had no relapses? Have you had any relapses with the fluoride when you've been on holiday, maybe?
I've had the fluoride filter put in my alkaline water tap as well because the amount of fluoride that they put in water and the shite they put in our water is absolutely
Say
disgusting.
No to fluoride.
P.S. I was in Rottenstall a couple of weekends ago and I saw Lauren having a fag outside the pie factory on a break.
I believe Jesus, he doesn't say that. I was like, I saw Lauren having a fag. I thought, yeah, that could be me. I was like, you fucking did. It doesn't say that. It says, I was in Rottenstall a couple of weeks ago taking my grandma for a Sunday lunch and it was lovely. Thank you. It's a lovely area. And it made me lol about Lauren being from Rochdale.
And she saw James coming out of the Thai massage.
He doesn't need one of those, darling, let me tell you.
Everyone needs a time. I keep him busy.
Right.
Anyway, let's
Thank
have a
you, Charlotte.
Break.
She's put a name. Thank you, Charlotte.
We will be back after the break with your dilemmas and a new man for all you schmingle schmirls.
Are you a loyal listener of Nip But Talk? Do you set your alarm on a Wednesday and Friday ready for a new release? Do you laugh? Ha, ha, ha. While you're on the train or driving to work, do we brighten your day? Do we give you advice? Do we help you with everything? If so, spread the news. Tell everybody, tell your mates, give us a 5-star review. Just do it now. Put the link on WhatsApp. It helps us loads. Thank you.
Dilemma here. Do you want to give it a read?
Well, welcome back would be a good place to start.
Sorry, welcome.
Welcome, welcome. Right, yeah, well, I just wanted to say I absolutely love your podcast and I also wanted to ask for some advice on my current relationship. I met my current partner 6 months ago after a previous serious relationship of mine. Anyway, everything was great in the beginning. However, my friends had told me about rumours that were circling in our small town that he was gay. I'd been caught in bed previously with another man. Not just once either.
It happens.
Either.
That
rumour's always there.
Yeah. I mean, the rumour's about me. Fuck it.
No. Oh, my God. Do you want to hear a rumour?
What? About me?
No, about me. So, went to a wedding, chatting to someone outside, having a cigarette. Really nice guy. And he said, hey, are you on OnlyFans? I said, you what? I went, no. He went, no, I'm being deadly serious. There's a rumour going around our area. Not a silly
one.
It's
how you afforded your car, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Saying that
you can't have anything nice if you're a girl.
No, but worse. Well, not worse or better, whatever. Me and James shag. So someone's gone to him. You know that car she's got?
That's quite a good idea.
Her and James, they actually shag. Full on, serious to him. They have sex on. He's like, no, I don't think they do. No, they do. They have sex on OnlyFans. And that's how they make money. Let me tell you something, anyone who's started this rumour. If you saw me and James having sex, it wouldn't be a Range I'd be buying. It'd be a fucking G-Wagon. Yeah? Because that's how good we are. Yeah? So that's... Anyway, just reminded me. I didn't mean to say this. So anyway,
and I don't have sex, so...
So she would be in... So it's the pregnant one. Okay. Right, anyway, as usual, I took over that. So she ignored these rumours about him being gay. And as I wanted to take our relationship for what it was... Anyway, a couple of months in, we had a few drinks and things took a slutty turn. And he told me
that... Slutty turn. Hip thrust.
And he told me he had some toys... He told me that he had some toys he wanted to play with and I agreed.
And shoved them up his arse.
Exactly that, yeah. He brought down a bag, a gym bag full of double-ended
dildos. No, I'm sorry. Also, when a partner does that, do you not think who else have these been inside?
And, I mean, the giant monster ones... which he insisted I inserted up his bum. I did, and I couldn't believe how he took the whole thing. Oh, this guy he's been stretched before. Anyway, fast forward, and he still asks me to do this when he's drunk. It puts me off, as in the back of my mind, I wonder if he's been with other men. He absolutely has been with other men. Mm. As personally, I don't like that. And because he doesn't ask me when he's sober, is it something that he wants all the time but only dares when he's had a drink?
Yeah, definitely, you're
what
drunk.
What do you think?
So, Lauren...
Whoa!
Okay.
Whoa.
So, there's a guy, and he is renowned to have a massive collection of sex toys mm-hmm. and supposedly likes them putting up his bum.
I know nothing about that, by the way.
Oh, yeah. And he is gay.
I don't think he's gay.
But that's what I mean. He's a serial shagger of women.
And he likes things up his bum, apparently. Yeah.
That doesn't make you gay.
Yeah.
So this is where I was going to ask Lucas now. I was looking at it. Maybe he just likes things up his bum.
Maybe he likes the feeling of it.
My honest opinion is if it was just the dildo thing, that's not a thing. But the fact there's rumours...
As well.
Yeah, but do you not think it's an ex that's done this with him? And because he likes things up his arse...
Has told people.
Potentially.
And, like, honestly, girls are the worst for making up rumours about guys. Like, because girls make rumours up about girls.
Yeah, yeah.
I know a lot of very successful guys that this rumour about them being gay or shagging prostitutes always goes around because scorned girls are the worst at making.
Yeah, that could well be. Or he could have been bumming another man.
Or he has
been. And it could be true.
And
right.
We don't know.
So... We don't know. So my suggestion is you speak to him about this.
Yeah, he's just going to laugh it off.
It's annoying her, so I think they should have the chat. And I don't think it even needs to be a particularly big deal. It doesn't need to be that awkward. Maybe you bring it up when you're sober or maybe when you've had a couple.
I'd peg him, though, before you get out
of
this.
Oh, my God, yeah, in case he dumps you, first peg him. Like,
she's shoved a fucking
proper strap-on peg.
Yeah, shag him first.
That's on my bucket list.
Yeah, shag him first. And then I would just say, look... You know, make a joke of it.
Give him my number.
This is why you're trying to take me out for dinner to say
no. Right, listen. I think you have a chat with him when you've had a couple of drinks and you make a little joke of it and you just say, like, do you ask him? You're going to have to ask him. What do you think?
Or be like, should we have a threesome?
Or why don't you just be like, look, I know it's hard to come out, but I'm asking you now and it's okay.
Oh, Lucas, she can't do that.
No, that's not going to work, Lucas.
Go for dinner
stupid.
And go, I'm asking you now, are you gay?
I've heard some rumours.
Right, maybe.
No.
There's no judgment.
He's going to say no because he's continuing this. I would say to him, shall we have a threesome? What do you prefer, a girl or a guy?
No.
And if you said a guy, he's gay.
Well, no.
You can't play these games, just ask him.
That's not a flat rule, but I do think that's actually quite an interesting...
Yeah, because then obviously he wants cock, not pussy.
Not.
And it gives him a way to kind of say, yeah. I want cock.
So just say, I've been thinking about a threesome. What do you prefer, a boy or a girl?
No, because some guys like it. Yeah. Won't get bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think
yeah, but I'll speak to him. Do you want like, and then if he says a guy, then be like, and you know you like things up your ass. Well, do you want his dick up there?
What?
Yeah.
This is getting weird.
Because obviously, I would say like manipulate him.
No, just this
and
whole,
be like,
this
no,
whole
you'd get a few drinks down his neck. Then you'd say to him, "Okay, honey. So I've been thinking, should we do a threesome? Now this conversation, think of it.
This
as
is
a
like
diagram.
This is like a
right?
flowchart.
It's gonna go one of two ways,
right?
Yes, threesome. Ding. Okay, what do you fancy, a boy or a girl? If he goes girl, ding, we're good. We don't need to be having any serious conversations. Yep. If he says guy. Ding. Then you
then
say
goes down the other way.
Then you say, okay, so should we set some boundaries for our threesome? Would you like to watch them shag me? Or you know how you like things up your bum? Do you want him to put his willy up your bum?
Okay, I think she should say to him, babe, I've heard these rumours. I know there's loads of rumours all the time, but because you like a bit of a dildo up the bum, I was just wondering, are they true or not? I don't mind. And then
skin
when
lie.
They and then when he, if he tells the truth and you do mind, then you say, I was joking, I did mind, bye.
Anyway, men of the week, men of the week.
Right, this is my friend, not my friend, I'm reading out. Harvey, he's a keeper. We need to find him a nice girl. 30 years old, great job, good morals. Well, where's he fucking from? Let me find him.
At Harvey Jordan on Insta.
I'm on it.
Just send you a picture.
On WhatsApp.
I want to actually look at his thing. I want to actually look at his Insta. Harvey Jordan. Oh, he's private. Oh, I've got...
No, he's sent a picture on WhatsApp.
Oh, I've got four mutual friends. Susie's a mutual friend.
Is she? Mm. Oh, he's fit.
Let's have a look. On the left. Oh, he's nice. Do you know what he looks like? The one who stands in the famous comedian. He's in American films. He stands in the mirror and he says a speech that goes like... Vagina. Oh. Ah!
He looks like he's in a nice setting on that picture as
yeah,
well.
He's got a bit of dirt. He's got shorts on from Reese.
He's not wearing a watch.
His shorts are from Reese. He is. That's an Apple. Oh.
It's not.
It's an all-inclusive
band. No, I think that's a...
I'm joking. I do that. He looks like a comedian. Who the hell is it?
He's attractive. If you like dark hair, looks...
Nice teeth. He's
like
attractive.
A nice build. Not too big, not too
looks
small.
Looks quite posh.
He looks posh, yeah. And if Susie follows him, he must be. Pop.
I would honestly say that he's one of the good ones we've had.
Great mate as well.
Yeah,
his mate's
fit
nice
too.
As well.
Is he single? I know, I thought that. There's Lucas's type.
Yeah, but that's yeah.
Anyway, remember on NipTuck, we want you to get your voices heard. You can email us at hello@niptuckpod.com. You can get in touch via WhatsApp. That means your voice notes. We love hearing you
yeah,
blabbering.
Yeah, we've not heard
shite.
Any blabbering shite apart from us for a bit.
Anyway, head over to the episode's description for more information. Leave us a 5-star review and
we'll be back again like we are every week on a rolling basis. See you on Wednesday.